An appeals court has ruled that the son and granddaughter of novelist John Steinbeck do not own the rights to some of the writer's best-known works. Steinbeck's heirs have been fighting over the copyrights for years, and we have more this morning from NPR's Laura Seidel.
Steinbeck's son Thomas and his granddaughter Blake Smile brought a suit in federal court over 4 years ago, alleging that there had been a 30-year conspiracy to deprive them of the rights of their legacy. Steinbeck's estate had been in the hands of his third wife, Elaine, until she died in 2003. The couple were married for 18 years, but never had any children of their own. Steinbeck's blood heirs are fighting over 10 early works that include The Grapes of Wrath and Of Mice and Men. All in all, Stanford law professor Paul Goldstein says there is a lot of money at stake.
We're talking about significant works whose copyright will go well into this century, into 2034, 2032, or thereabouts, and that's a fair chunk of royalties.
The case hinges on an intricate aspect of copyright law that allows artists and their descendants to terminate earlier contracts. In this case, it involves a deal that Elaine Steinbeck made with Penguin Books, which is also a party chasing the lucrative royalties of Steinbeck's books. Steinbeck's blood heirs won the case in a federal district court, but a U.S. Court of Appeals overturned that ruling. Grapes of Wrath, which was published in 1939, remains part of the canon of great American literature. An attorney for Steinbeck's son and granddaughter says they will likely appeal the decision. Laura Seidel, NPR News.